Joining us now, this is going to be an interesting conversation. Matthias Huey of the city. Oh, you're one of the assistant city planners, is that right?
Yeah, associate city planner.
Associate city planner. Thanks for being here. And Barrett. Sorry, Barrett.
Jarman.
I apologize.
No problem.
And I'm going to ask you both to maybe pull those microphones a little
bit closer. You got it.
You could. Yeah. There you go. We're going to talk about Central Park. Which is, everyone knows where Central Park, and everyone in Northfield at least knows where Central Park is. And but I don't think, you know, in 2025, I don't think a lot of us are well educated on the historical significance of Central Park to Northfield. And there is a movement now to actually designate Central Park as an historic, what do we call it, historic, just give it an historic designation, is that right, or...
Yeah, in this case, it's a local heritage preservation site.
Yeah, okay.
Would be the designation.
Okay, so. All right. Can we start with the history? What is the significance historically? I mean, is Central Park ground zero for Northfield, basically? I mean, is that where it all started?
Well, you could say yes. Yeah. So when they platted the village then, originally,
yeah.
They laid out, what is it, about 96 blocks. A lot of them are truncated by the river, the city limits. But they're all following the same square shape, 2.5 acres, mm-hmm. broken into 10 parcels. And the first one that they measured was Central Park. And they put stones in the corner and measured all of the blocks northeast, southwest from that original square.
Got it. So it's not the center of town anymore, but originally that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of the oldest houses were built right around there.
Okay.
They already knew that here along Division Street would become a commercial district mm-hmm. eventually. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. obviously another place where the rectilinear grid changes.
Right.
But so that's just, you know, a stone's throw.
Right. Right. So why are we talking, you know, 50 plus years later, why are we talking now about an historic designation? Why haven't we done this earlier?
Well, the process to designate a site locally, yeah. And this gets down, there's two processes. There's a national designation, which would list this park on the National Register of Historic Places, and that's mm-hmm. not what we're doing currently.
Okay.
This is a local designation, and so cities, local municipalities get to make the choice about this, and there's a state process, state statute outlines how this gets done. But we are doing this now, today, because we had a group of citizens... and I'll shout out to Alice Thomas, Barbara Warnson, and Christy Clark are the three that I know were really behind this. They put together the application for this. And so that process involves looking at the criteria that the city has laid out and the state have laid out for making that decision that something would be historic. Just because something is old doesn't make it historic. It has to have a certain level of significance. And so they've gone in and done their research and dug through files and old photographs and the survey, the original plat was discovered, found down at the county records. And all of those pieces they put together to essentially make the case for why Central Park is historic and has that additional significance.
Sure. Yep. So what would an historic designation then mean?
So a local historic designation means that the Heritage Preservation Commission, which is a group of appointed citizens,
mm-hmm.
they will have the say on any changes that are proposed for the park.
Oh, okay.
And same within our historic district or any other designated mm-hmm. site. So mm-hmm. if the owner, or in this case the city, which isn't technically the owner, but gets into certain... law is quite interesting. If you want to kind of go down that.
I do, because my head is cocked here. I'm curious about that.
Well, that would tie into the Supreme Court case.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
And we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But So the HPC, as we call it, will have the final say on any changes. The city would come forward and say, hey, we'd like to do X, Y, or Z, and that would be the Public Works Department. It might be that that central limestone wall needs to be reconstructed. It might be that the sidewalks need to be redone, or, you know, certain trees need to be replaced, et cetera, the playground. Those things would all need the HPC to review and say, yes, this maintains the historic integrity of the park.
Would it have an effect on events that are held in the park now?
No, events would not require, because they are not a permanent change.
Right, okay, mm-hmm. cool.
I was just curious, what, because you said that they would need to be reviewed, any of those structural changes that were more permanent, are there specific criteria in place to define what is and is not acceptable? Or is it more just based on the committee's standards?
Yes. So we have criteria locally that are laid out that cite both the design guidelines that we've developed for the city. Those don't discuss landscape very well. And landscapes are kind of unique. Mostly we think about buildings when we think about preservation. But
sure.
There's also the Secretary of the Interior's standards for preservation that would get applied. Yes.
Okay. Because I was just trying to connect those two, because I'm like, okay, a building I get, because you're looking at certain styles, materials, etc. You know, like that, I see preserving the historic there. But a park, I'm like, park's a park, you know, grass, trees, rocks. Yeah, so I was just curious. I'm like, what would that look like?
It's harder, but in the same way that architecture has defining features and aspects, admittedly, it's
a park can have the same.
More difficult, but you do have a parallel structure. And when you were asking about the process for the designation, the criteria through, you know, looking at things like the integrity, the historic integrity of the building, or in this case, landscape feature, is codified, at least somewhat clearly, through the guidelines that Matthias was talking about.
Okay.
Let's talk about that history of the park a little more. I mean, has the use of the park changed over however long it's been there? I mean, it seems to me that would have been maybe a much more significant parcel of land in the very beginning than it is now. But how has it changed, I guess?
Well, it's obviously it's changed, but what I think remains constant, we should say, for the very early history, the surveying records and the plat, the notes by the surveyor are the main primary source we have. But once we get into the 1870s, 80s, we start getting newspaper accounts, and so you get a lot more anecdotal evidence. But it's clear by the time we get to the turn of the century that there are all kinds of events. We have photographs from at least around the turn of the century of all kinds of activities. There used to be a small gazebo that was used for band performances in the southern quadrant of the park. And it was maintained for quite a long time by volunteer citizens in the 1880s, I think, is when it started, with a local rural improvement association, it was called. And so there's records in the newspaper of people going out there to mow grass and sort of take care of it. So it clearly was a sort of shared communal public gathering point. All the more so, as you say, when the city was much smaller.
Yes.
Where most people would have been much more proximate to it.
Right.
Was there ever a point where they thought about developing it, or where Central Park would have gone away?
Well, the facility next to the school.
Yep. So when John North laid out the original plat and dedicated Central Park as a public square, he also set the parcel to the west aside for a public school. And so that school, that site, dates back again to 1856 as well. Right. That building wasn't constructed then, and then the original one burnt down, I believe, and then there was another one built, et cetera. But there's a long story there. But the school has, or did, historically use Central Park as a playground for many many years, not having adequate, you know, playground facilities on site. And that was actually a criticism from the state. So in the 50s, and we can talk about the Supreme Court case, or in the late 40s, the city held a referendum to, and the question put to the citizens was, should we give or sell Central Park to the school district to develop that into athletic fields and a playground for the students?
Which was the high school at the time.
Which was the high school at the time, yes. Yeah. The referendum passed by a fair margin, I think 10% or more, had voted in favor of that. But some local residents sued to block that move, and that ended up going all the way to the Supreme Court.
Of Minnesota.
Okay. Minnesota Supreme Court. Okay. Sorry, not the national. Yeah, not the national.
I was like, wow.
Yep. State Supreme Court. And the state Supreme Court overturned a lower court decision, and this is where you get into park law, but ruled essentially that cities don't generally don't own fee title to the park. So they don't have the right to sell that land. When the park is dedicated, it's dedicated to the citizens and to the public, and then the city actually holds that in trust, is my it's my understanding of how that works. And so they don't have the right to sell it. And in this case, because the dedication from John North was for specifically use as a public square, the Supreme Court looked at what that would entail and said that those athletic facilities that were proposed and fencing it off and building a playground and kind of having the reserved and exclusive use for the school would not meet that purpose as a public square.
And on the original plat map and everything, it's not called Central Park. It's called the Public Square.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
When did we rename it Central Park?
I don't know the answer to that question. Yeah.
Okay. But excuse me. My goodness. Where are we then in the process of this designation?
So the HPC, our city code lays out who's allowed to apply for a historic designation. The property owner, the historic or Heritage Preservation Commission, or city council. Any of those three entities can recognize that a property may have significance and then request that it be designated. In this case, the citizens brought forward a request. The HPC reviewed the application and said yes, and then is essentially submitting it on their behalf because they have the right to do that.
And also the Minnesota State Historic Preservation Office also reviewed it and backed it, said it was an ideal
proposal. I think their phrase was actually it's an ideal candidate for local designation. The State Historic Preservation Office has backed it. We presented to the Park and Recreation Advisory Board. They gave an endorsement for designation. Thursday, so tomorrow night, the Planning Commission will review. They review for consistency with the comprehensive plan and make sure that that's not going to block anything or any future plans that might be made. And after that, it will go to City Council, who does make the final decision. They also hold the public hearing. And so if any of the public wants to comment on the process or their thoughts, et cetera, about that, then the City Council meeting will be the one.
Has the Historic Preservation Commission voted on this?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I should say I'm here because I'm the chair of the HPC.
Oh my goodness!
In addition to being a sidekick here, I
apologize for.
So we did vote in favor of it.
Okay. All right. Okay. So it's Park Board has signed off on it. HPC signed off on it. Tomorrow's the Planning Commission, and then maybe probably a month later it'll go to the council.
Yep.
All right. This is a really subjective question, so I don't know if you guys can answer this or not, but are there any drawbacks to designating Central Park as giving it the local historic designation?
So
I know it's a tough question.
It is tough. And it comes down, there's opinions about preservation. And the value of it. So in this case, the character-defining features would be retained. And that or would be required to be retained. Mm-hmm. So the circular wall in the center should remain and will be repaired and intact. The diagonal crosswalks.
Sidewalks.
Yeah. Yep.
Perimeter tree.
Yeah, the trees around the perimeter. And then the general sort of park open layout mm-hmm. where things are more of a public gathering, kind of facilitating that public gathering space mm-hmm. is important too. Specific tree species and things of that nature aren't really a problem. But yeah, if someone were to come along and say, oh, well, we think there ought to be... we should turn the entirety of Central Park into a skate park with, right. you know, a pump track and right. X, Y, and Z.
Sure.
You know, that wouldn't be a compatible change. Sure. And so, you know, that individual might be disappointed mm-hmm. that the HPC yeah. blocked mm-hmm. something like that.
So it could potentially restrict some future developments that people might be interested in.
Which, in my mind, knowing mm-hmm. Northfield the way I do, mm-hmm. I think if you were to make any plans at all to change Central Park, I think you'd get torches and pitchforks in front of in front of City Hall. This to me sounds like a no-brainer. I love Central Park, and I have the only skin in the game I have is that I'm a Northfielder. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't imagine even the idea of selling back when it was adjacent to the high school or the middle school, the idea of allowing that land to be used for, you know, football or whatever. I mean, there's some great land there for a pickup game. Right. But it's not what that land is for. It's not what it's supposed to be. So I'm glad that you guys are doing this. I think it just seems like codifying something that's common sense to me, just from this conversation we're having.
Yeah, and the nomination has come up before. It's been discussed since about the 90s.
Okay,
early 90s. But it's just a matter of having citizens who are willing to put in the time to put together that application and do the research. And so,
and they did put together a very extensive, well-researched document. And even dug up more information when we asked.
You've got Alice Thomas involved. Absolutely. Yeah. It was absolutely, I'm sure, detailed as possible. Yeah. All right. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the local designation could help with in the future for federal designation. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it will help strengthen the case if and when we would apply for a national register listing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that could help with potential funding, maybe even some future projects. Who knows?
Yep. So yeah,
there you go. So it could lead to even bigger and better things as well. here's hoping.
If it does get the local designation, could we still rebuild that gazebo for band performances?
That is a sort of bridge we'll have to cross when we come to it. Yeah.
No one's clamoring for it, but I'm just curious. Like
the Secretary of the Interior calls them treatments, and so if we were to have really good historic documentation of what that gazebo looked like from the trim to the shingles to the railing, et cetera, and be able to do a full authentic reconstruction. That would be one option.
Okay.
So that would be a recreation of trying to figure out exactly what it looked like and where it was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You could also have someone suggest, you know, a new use. And if you're looking for recreation, you could also bring back the horse basin, the fountain, and the water.
Oh wow!
That used to be in the middle.
In the middle, I kind of wondered if there had been like a fountain or something in there. Yeah,
which had a lot of that leaked for quite a while.
Could someone, if they had an idea that gives a nod to the past but necessarily wasn't there before, so something new, but it like a statue, let's just say, for example. Would that be something that could be added in, or would that have to go through like an approval process through the HPC?
Well, a statue would be treated as an artwork, right? How would you approach that?
It certainly depends. So, you know, city code lays out the process for public art.
Sure.
And that is handled by the Arts and Culture Commission.
Mm-hmm.
The HPC would have a representative on the committee that would select that it would depend on the location of the statue, the nature of the statue.
Sure.
And the kind of the term or the phrase that is used is adverse impact. And so would a statue or would this particular statue have an adverse impact on the historical character of the park?
Sure. So it's all these nuances and whatever. Well,
a lot of it would probably be the location.
Yeah.
So if you put it right in the middle of the 50-foot diameter circle,
sure,
that would have a very different impact on
So that's a very that's the prominent part as opposed to if you did it more in like a corner of the park or something.
Yeah, so that would certainly be taken into the consideration.
Interesting.
Sure.
It's kind of a moot point, though, because the statue of Alice Thomas is going next to the depot. All right, guys, if folks want to learn more about what's going on, if they want to follow this, what's the best way to do that, aside from listening to KYMN?
Well, you can always watch the Planning Commission sessions live. That will be, I think this is the first thing on the agenda tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. And that's on NPB, Northfield Public Broadcasting.
Yep, or you can get there from the website.
Sure.
There will also be recordings there, as well as the minutes. And then same for City Council. Keep an eye on the agenda, and it'll come up.
All right. This is a fascinating conversation, guys. I really appreciate you coming in. I wasn't exactly – Logan told me that they were going to talk about this today. I'm like, I don't even know what this is. This is great. This is a really interesting conversation. So thanks so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.